The teachings of General Conference are the considerations the Lord would have before us now and in the months ahead.
Our marching orders for each 6 months are found in the General Conference addresses.
For the next 6 months, your conference edition of the Ensign should stand next to your standard works and be referred to frequently.
I encourage you to read the talks once again and to ponder the messages contained therein.
I exhort you to study the messages of this conference frequently, even repeatedly, during the next 6 months.
You're listening to the Conference Talk Podcast, where it's conference weekend every weekend. Each weekend, we discuss talks from the most recent General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That's right. We'll share some insights, make some connections, and hopefully have a bit of fun as we study the words of the awesome men and women that God has called to direct His church in these the latter days. I'm Matthew Watkins.
And I'm Shelby Stanfill. And this is our kickoff episode for, I think we're on season 5 of Conference Talk. So we're doing a general conference recap. Oh, sorry, we're season 6. Matthew just signaled to me. My bad, y'all. We have some new hosts this season that we're excited to introduce to you guys that are going to be joining us. We have Shelby Christensen. So welcome, Shelby. If you want to introduce yourself a little bit, tell us about yourself, and then we'll introduce our new host after that, too.
All right. Hi, I'm Shelby Christensen, and I live in Washington State. I've been married to my husband for almost six and a half years, and together we have 3 kids.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Me and Shelby met through an Inklings chat, and I just knew she had to be a podcast host, so I'm so glad you accepted. And then we have Spencer and Tiffany. Tiff is probably your nickname, but Spencer and Tiffany, thank you for also saying us, and we'll go ahead and let you guys introduce yourself.
Yeah, we're so excited to be co-hosts on this podcast with you guys. A little bit about us. I'm actually originally from California. I grew up in Roseville area, but I moved to Utah about 5 or so years ago when my husband and I got married. He's originally from here. And we have 2 little boys and we have a little girl due in December.
I'm also glad to be a part of this. Since we had kind of had this idea and Matthew and Shelby reached out to us as we were trying to figure it out on our own, but this is going to be so much better for us, and hopefully we can add to your guys' podcast as
yeah.
well. Awesome. And we should note that we are going to miss some of our co-hosts that had to step out. When we started this podcast, we always said, we want this to be a very low-key host requirements, and so family always, always comes first. And so it's with sadness we have to excuse Michael Young and Chanel Nielsen and also Megan. But yes, we have to excuse all of those podcast hosts that they had to step out to fulfill family obligations. But don't worry, I have a feeling they will be back and joining us as guests on future episodes, and we'll be excited to hear from them again. We also would like to excuse Melissa Fagaza, who has some family obligations to deal with this conference recap recording time, but she will be joining us throughout the rest of the season as a co-host. And so with that, let's get general conference thoughts. Wow. October 2023 session. What did y'all think?
I can go first. This is Shelby speaking. Shelby with an I. I absolutely loved it. My overall thoughts, and this may have occurred to other people before conference, but it really clicked in my heart this time, especially given this, the amount of talks I heard about this. But I really just felt like the leaders and the apostles were trying to remind us of like our past and where Joseph Smith, like he took these really brave, strong steps, you know, to go and pray in the garden. And we have everything we have today because of that one brave action. And I just thought about this like pioneer history. And I've never really considered in my family personally, I'm not like 7 or 8 generations deep in the church. It was my grandma who joined the church. So I'm like 2nd generation. I just remember thinking that I didn't have roots that ran very deep. But because of the house of Israel and because of the gathering of Israel, it really clicked that these people are my family. Doesn't matter if I'm not related to them, like they, all the effort that they went through have directly affected where I am today. And it just made me really, really grateful and realized that I'm not alone. It wasn't just my grandma. It was a bunch of other people. And it really hit me this conference. And so that was my one big personal takeaway from this conference, was the history of the saints in this church, including obviously Joseph Smith.
That's a good takeaway. One of the big call outs for me was parenting. Actually, at the very, in the middle with the intermediate hymn, right? Seventh inning stretch. Now the intermediate hymn for the last session today, my 7-year-old son looked up from his, you know, conference bingo card and he says, "Wait a minute, are we almost done?" I said, "Well, we've got about one more hour left." He says, "One more hour? I want like 8 more days." And I'm so proud as a dad that it's finally sinking in, the joy of General Conference. And I said, "Oh, bud, that's so wonderful. Why is that?" He says, "Well, conference is awesome. No treats, no church, no chores." And he started listing up all the things he doesn't have to do. I'm like, "I mean, that's stuck in quite yet." But all the talks about parenting just really shone out at me. I remember when we covered the April 2023 conference, we talked about Elder Uchtdorf's address, "Jesus Christ is the Strength of Parents," and how that really resonated with me. And here I'm seeing all sorts of speakers talking about the same theme, and I'm excited to dig back in and delve into those.
I just want to second what you said, Matthew. Like, I went into conference, I've been praying for the last couple of weeks just for some specific insights in how I can be a better parent, how I can be a better like leader for my children, and also how to help others. Like, you know, in this confusing world, I was just like, how do I approach really sensitive topics with other people who might not view it the same way as me? And I, the entire conference, like my notes are just like, oh my gosh, all my prayers were answered. I just felt this overwhelming peace from all the speakers, just talking about family, talking about not making the gospel more complicated than it is, and focusing on Jesus Christ, and focus on being with our Heavenly Father, not necessarily getting into heaven. I remember that was one of my favorite talks from Elder Danes, but talking about like focusing on living with Heavenly Father, not getting into heaven, and doing like all the checklist items. It's, I don't know. It was just, I don't know how to gather all my thoughts completely, but just the whole conference was just very special to me this time.
Sounds like what President Oaks talked about too, about becoming, focusing on becoming more than focusing on doing.
So for us, I was sick as a dog yesterday, so I didn't get very much listening done yesterday, but today and the few talks that I did here yesterday, so I guess a little prequel so you understand where I'm coming from and how I got this out of conference is I had to go to the ER on Friday night, and it's just kind of like a wake-up call, like, oh man, life is fragile. And then hearing all the conference talks, what I pulled from them is, you know, everything's going to be okay regardless of the outcomes, if they're perceived positive or negative, you know, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we're doing all we can to get on the covenant path and stay on that covenant path, you know, everything's just going to work out. Everything's going to be okay. And I feel like I needed that because, I don't know, the world's getting a little crazy and we don't know what's going to happen. But with the gospel of Jesus Christ, we can always have peace, comfort, and joy regardless of any outcome that occurs in our lives.
Yeah. And yeah, we've had a crazy last few days with the trip to the ER and several other things within our family, but that message really stood out to me as well. And I really love the short phrase that President Nelson gave, "Think celestial." I feel like lately, as a mom and soon bringing another child into this world, I've just felt a little bit anxious about what is the world going to bring in this next year or so. All the chaos that's been happening, but I love having that eternal perspective. It gives me peace. It gives me comfort knowing that, yeah, things might get crazy. Things will get hard. But as long as we're trusting in the Lord and really striving to obey his commandments and follow our Savior, then like Spencer said, everything's going to be okay.
What a beautiful testimony that is. I mean, that's something that the whole church needs right now. It's really interesting. I shouldn't be as online as I am, but I am. and watching the church just kind of members kind of rocking on their heels a little bit. It seems like right before General Conference, Satan unleashes some sort of attack, and it's usually some sort of scandal, and it's all over the news. Remember the tithing thing from before April, and you know we had the abuse thing the year before, and now we've got the Tim Ballard thing. It's like every time the Lord is about to speak to his saints, Satan comes in and says, hold on, let me give you a real, real powerful distraction here. Let me give you some bones of contention to fight over. So leading up to conference, which makes sense. Think of Herod killing all the babies when Jesus was born. Think of the Pharaoh doing the same thing, right, when Moses was born. Think of Joseph Smith in the grove and Satan attacking him. When Satan knows something good's about to happen, he unleashes something. It's you can almost set your clock by it. And boy, we needed that message of unity, the message of commitment to the gospel across party and ideological lines. We needed messages about, you know, true doctrine. It was fantastic. It was the medicine that we needed as a church.
I loved, and I feel like this was a thread through the whole conference, was that the talk that Sister, I think it's Runia, gave in the Saturday evening session, and she talked about the overview effect. It was just incredible to me. That thread was like all through conference, right? Like, think celestial, take the overview effect, step back for a second, like pause, breathe. And I think it's very, very common for all of us, especially if we're online. You know, Matthew, you're not the only one. I think I'm online a little bit too much too. But it's very easy to get like trapped into these online distractions or and feel that anxiousness that you were talking about, Tiffany. Like I feel that sometimes too, where I'm like, oh my gosh, what's the point? I don't understand. I'm scared. I just want to like go into a ball for like half a second. And realizing this counsel of think celestial, step back, take the overview effect. When you take that effect, everything does seem possible. It doesn't feel impossible anymore when you zoom out. And I know that if this was a common theme, like through the conference, obviously this is on the hearts and minds of a lot of the saints today, right? Like we're not alone. We feel this way all together. And so to hear that message in different ways with different words and different examples and stories was just so comforting to know that, you know, everyone else is feeling the same way and we all could use a little bit more perspective in our life and step back and think celestial. And what's crazy about this is it's just two words, right? It's just think and celestial. And you think you could come with that up on your own. But then to hear President Nelson say it was just like, oh, a light bulb moment, you know? And I just kind of want to print it out and put it on my fridge so I see it every morning, think celestial, right? Just have it right there in front of me. But it was just such a profound and so simple at the same time.
I will say, far be it from me to criticize the prophet. And I pray this isn't evil speaking of the Lord anointed. It should be think celestially, because an adverb is describing the how. So the grammar Nazi in me was like, it sounds really catchy, but...
Hey, well, as long as you understand the point, right? And the intention.
Exactly. I'm still using that hashtag. I'm adopting it as my own, even if it's not technically 100% grammatically correct. But grammar aside, one of the major themes I noticed, I have never seen this before. I've seen onesies, twosies in previous conferences where a message is sort of intended for less actives or intended for people that have withdrawn their fellowship from daily church activity. I think of Elder Bednar give a fantastic one, right? Where nothing shall offend them. I know President Nelson gave one sort of at the beginning of his tenure. He's saying, hey, I'm extending invitation to y'all to come back right now. We've seen a few of these, and they've been really powerful at the time. But in this conference, we had three talks that to me seemed like, hey, I'm a General Thornton. I'm going to get up and I'm talking basically to people who aren't in the audience. I'm going to talk to all the less active, say, listen, we need to patch things up and get things working out. That was really impressive to me and very landmark for this conference.
I picked up on that too. And something that I really liked about a lot of the theme of the conference talks too was that God will meet us where we're at. Like not to be stressed about being perfect, not to worry about like, oh, I've done these things, I can't come to church, I can't come worship, I can't turn to him. No, he wants you and he's going to meet you where you're at. And that to me was also really comforting too, because I feel like, especially like culturally, I feel like sometimes we can get bogged down with everything we feel like we quote unquote have to be doing to live on the covenant path. And it can feel like really daunting, I guess, to strive for this perfect life that we're supposed to be striving for. And just hearing it that, no, God is going to meet you where you're at. You don't need to be perfect. You just need to be intentional with what you're living.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I like to say that Satan wins at either extreme, right? If he can pull us down the route of perfectionism and constant dissatisfaction with ourselves and our walk in the plan of salvation, then Satan wins because we get discouraged and we give up. Or we try and take too much credit to ourselves and put it on our shoulders when Jesus Christ, look, I already carried that burden for you, right? On the other hand, you have, like you said, social media influences a lot. And social media influences, I mean, if there was any enemy that got called out in General Conference, it was social media influencers. My goodness. That was, I mean, Elder Uchtdorf just kind of went savage against them. It was pretty cool. But one of the big things is you are enough. You are enough. And it's so cool. Satan loves to, not cool, it's vicious. Satan twists that to say, oh, God doesn't care about where you are and what you're doing and everything. And you're good the way you are and you can just stay there. When in reality, the gospel is like, yes, God comes to where you are. Yes, you're good enough. But in the words of Elder Holland, don't expect to stay that way. Right. And it's this gospel's this perfect balance where we have to hold there at the top and try to avoid letting Satan pull us down on either end. And I felt conference did both of that. To people who were complacent, it was a kick in the pants. And to people who were stressed out and trying to check all the boxes, it was this comforting message of slow down, recognize the hand of the Savior, and don't beat yourself up. So it was so cool that it gave both messages at the same time.
It reminds me of President Oak's talk that he gave. One of the notes that I wrote down, I try not to write down direct quotes and just promptings that come or how I feel. So I don't know if he actually said this, but I wrote down, we choose the eternity that we want through our actions and that our desires are manifest through our choices. And that was also another thread I felt like was through the whole conference was, look, we're not forcing anything. Heavenly Father loves us so much that he actually created a plan that the choices that you make for you to be comfortable after this life, right? And this whole idea of you choose and accountability and choices and that God's commandments bring the greatest peace and happiness and safety for us was also just a great reminder. And it also, I'm sure you guys do, but too, you guys also have this maybe in families or friends that you guys know, but like I have family members that have gone astray or who don't believe anymore or their struggles or whatever it may be. And so it was also just comforting for me to know that if I stay on the covenant path and I just keep going and I love them and I meet them where they are and just keep inviting, just keep calling them to the tree to try the fruit. I forgot who gave that talk, but it was a wonderful talk. I think it was Sister Wright. But just keep calling them to the tree to come and taste of the fruit. Like that's my only responsibility, right? I don't have to take on all of the, I don't know, all of their burdens that I may feel, right? I just need to have that empathy and compassion and continue to invite and love them. And so that was a good reminder of the plan of salvation and the plan that Heavenly Father has for us. And he gave that through Elder Oaks. And I loved Elder Oaks. I love hearing from him because he's so direct. He's one of my favorite speakers.
And what he said about decisions and determining, you know, our ultimate destiny, those were the bookends of conference. President Oaks started us out in the Saturday morning session with that talk. And then President Nelson's talk at the very end said the same thing. He's like, hey, listen. Like if you're good, I'm trying to get the exact words. He said something to the extent of, if you just want to live a telestial law in life and receive you'll be resurrected with a telestial body and not live with your family forever. Like he put it down. Like he said, these are the stakes, dude. You know, get with the program. But of course, in a much more loving way than I tend to speak. It was powerful for me because of personal circumstances going on in my life. You know, like you said, Shelby, you touched on a bit of a nerve for me. Right before conference, like I said, Satan, he's really vicious this way. Right before conference, I got news that a friend of mine that I would have, if you would have taken everyone in our ward and I would have ranked him by likelihood to leave the church, this girl would have been second to last. She posted some anti-Mormon screed and said that she's out and slamming the door behind her. And it was just heartbreaking to see that. It's like, wow, this really does happen to everyone. And I look through, you know, of my mutual group that I grew up with in my ward, 95% of us are gone. It's just a chilling statistic. And, you know, they're doing this data and they're saying, hey, listen, the whole Mormon shrivel thing is not happening. The church is growing by leaps and bounds still. But there is this sense of malaise that's kind of set in, at least in the United States. I've seen all throughout the U.S., the sense of malaise that people are leaving in droves, that people are no longer really committed, that maybe a large part of the church are here for the social aspect, but not really engaging fully in the doctrine and all the blessings that they're missing out on. And I think there's probably truth to some of that, right? You know, maybe the church is growing because we're doing fantastic work in Africa and South America. I don't know. I just know the church is growing. But it was so refreshing to just, it was the salve that we needed to address that malaise and help us say, yeah, you know, people are going to leave. And we've got special messages specifically for them. And, you know, the prodigal son, like the thing about the prodigal son, when he comes back, yeah, he's got the ring, he's got the robe, he's got the fatted calf, his sonship is restored. But when his father passes away, his inheritance is gone because all of that goes to the older son. Like it's this beautiful mix of warning of the eternal nature of sins and our consequences, but blessing and forgiveness. So it's wonderful. Anyone else have personal thoughts you want to share about the tied into conference?
Something that came from a few talks too was how, I don't remember who all said it, but they kept saying salvation is an individual matter, but exaltation is a family matter. And they just emphasize the importance of families and they brought the family proclamation to the world back into center as well. And that's something that I was also wanting to hear from in conference was with regards to just everything happening. Like I had an experience where somebody came after me for something that I said, and I kindly just responded to them like with love. I felt like I did it in a loving way, and we both respected each other for our differing opinions. But I stated to them that I try my hardest to base what I'm teaching my children and how I'm raising my family on the family proclamation to the world, and because that's what I truly believe. And it just, to me, it was just like a confirmation that I was doing things right when I heard those talks, like specifically talk about the family proclamation and specifically say those things like salvation is an individual matter, exaltation is a family matter, and that's what our ultimate goal is. And so anyways, that was something that was really profound to me as well.
Yeah, I've heard this perception shared many times. People think that the church is stepping away from the family proclamation, and this conference was a stinging rebuke to that idea, wasn't it? Put that rumor to rest.
I feel like, yeah, I've been on social media for a month now, doing kind of like a social media detox. But I feel like as there have been talks, like talking about like our love for other people of differing opinions or different lifestyles or whatever, I feel like a lot of people were starting to be like, ooh, maybe they're going to like disregard that piece of writing, you know, that paperwork, and we're going to see a change in the church, you know, with their policies and their, what they're going to be actually accepting in the church. And then they brought it right back to center. Like, no, this is firm. This is a doctrine. You know, we can love and still follow God's commandments at the same time.
It's funny how Satan spins that false dichotomy. You can either love me or you can mm-hmm. tell the truth. You can't do both. Like, oh, Jesus managed to do both. I think we'll try that too.
Yeah.
One thing that I noticed throughout the conference is how many of the speakers took quotes from President Nelson's talks from the past, whether it's, you know, his talk from Choices for Eternity or Peacemaker talk. There are just so many quotes from his past talks and how they built upon those principles through the messages that they shared. But particularly Elder Henry B. Eyring's, like how he built upon the importance of, you know, President Nelson's talk where he said that it's going to be hard to survive in the coming days if we don't have the constant guide of the Holy Spirit. And then he goes on to share that this message is, you know, for his posterity, but we also got to benefit from that message. But just talking with Tiffany and learning about all the different technology that's coming out with AI and everything that can be created with that. And even Sherry Dew shared a message of how she had somebody look up and who she was on AI, and it came back with a lot of truth, but a lot of it wasn't true as well. And just thinking about how the world is changing in regards to technology and things and the information that we receive, having the Spirit as our constant guide to find truth is going to be so important. And what better way to find that truth and guidance than to listen to prophets and apostles like we got to do this weekend, and really align our lives and ask, you know, Heavenly Father, if the messages they're sharing are true and how we can begin to receive the blessings that are talked about and promised in their talks.
Can I just add one real quick before you wrap up? I loved Elder Ballard's talk because he didn't read from a teleprompter. I just felt like he was my grandpa or my great grandpa probably, and just talking to me. Like it was unique because most of them are reading off a teleprompter, right? And they've pre-written their message and all the things. And I'm sure he did that, but it just felt different this time. And I just felt such a special spirit with his talk, and it was just great. So I had to throw that out there real quick that I loved Elder Ballard's talk.
Raw and beautiful.
I just want to add to what you were saying, Shelby. I too loved his talk, and it just made me remember, like, his testimony was just so simple and pure. And it just helped me remember to, like, if there's ever anything I'm struggling with, like any questions that I'm struggling with as far as like any policy changes or anything that may happen in the church or even just my life, any struggles I may face, to go back to the basics, go back to where my testimony was formed on. And do I know that Joseph Smith is a prophet of God? Do I know that he was called to restore the gospel on the earth in this dispensation? Yes, that is so firm in my heart. I know that to be true. So if I know that Joseph Smith is a true prophet, then everything else that has to do with the church and the gospel is true. And that just like that, just like I just got chills listening to his talk, even though it was so simple and so just there wasn't a huge amount of doctrine in it. It was just like a simple testimony. It just helped me remember, like, that's what we need to always be focused on, is where our testimony is built upon, and just remember that.
I love that too. And I just felt like there's so much wisdom from everybody. I felt like it was very prevalent that these men are getting older and that they have some problems with eyesight. They fell, just all these things. And just knowing that these are the things that they're talking about in their old age, like, these have got to be the most important things.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Conference Talk Podcast. This episode, we didn't discuss a specific address. We discussed the whole enchilada, all of October 2023, and we are so excited to bring you the rest of this season discussing these amazing talks that we've got from our beloved prophet and apostles.
If you enjoyed this episode, give us a 5-star rating. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts, and you can find all the links to our podcast platforms on our website, conferencetalk.org.
Conferencetalk.org is also where you could follow us on social media. And if you want to follow me, Matthew Watkins, you can find me at powerinthebook.com or on Twitter. My handle is @joyfulrepenter. That's a President Nelson reference, by the way.
I love that. And if you want to follow me, Shelby Stanfill, you can follow me at the Book of Mormon podcast. And Shelby, do you have anywhere your listeners can follow you?
So ShelbC8 on Instagram.
Awesome. And Spencer and Tiff, do you guys have anything that you post or where our listeners can follow you?
I am on Instagram at papa.bowis, and Tiffany is tiffanyerica.ba on Instagram.
It will have links to all of those on the website.
But while we always appreciate new followers, it's better to follow the prophet and the apostles themselves.
Yep. Even though we love speaking about the church and our leaders, we do not speak for them. Everything said on this podcast represents our own personal opinions.
Join us next week for some more personal opinions on the Conference Talk podcast.